Recess, the 90s cartoon classic, bringing back all those childhood memories. Sitting inside that classroom, bored during math, just listening to your teacher go on and on about multiplication and division, all these fancy grammar rules that are so important. I just waited and waited for the bell to ring for us to go outside and enjoy recess. I remember loving PE because it was the only time I was allowed to run and play. Even our playground was not the best, and by the time I was in fifth grade, we got nothing more than one ball to share with all of our classmates. It wasn't fun, but I still enjoyed it more than staying in my classroom. I enjoyed being outside so much that I tried almost every sport imaginable, from soccer and t-ball to cheerleading, dance, and track. I even did karate for a short period of time, and let me say, I loved it. I'm sure many other kids or many other people my age or older have these same memories of going outside, playing and running with their brothers, sisters, getting in trouble, riding their bikes, playing in their neighborhood friends. However, nowadays, kids don't do nearly as much of this. Instead of these ideas of recess, all they see is the cartoons. They're focused on their screen time, playing video games, and becoming addicted. Recess now has been shortened in many schools, and sometimes it's even been completely taken away. The importance of PE in middle school and elementary schools has nearly vanished, many of which not teaching the basics that we need for a healthy society. Kids nowadays spend on average 10 minutes outside a day. I remember spending hours outside as a kid, getting yelled at to come inside and eat dinner and do my homework. Not that my grades were ever bad, but today's standards are so high for these kids to learn more material in a shorter amount of time that there's just not time in the day for them to go outside and enjoy themselves and be kids. Okay, so chances are that the kids that play these sports when they're young are not going to go on to become professionals or part of the major league or any kind of celebrity. So why is it important? Going outside and playing as a kid, even if it's not in a sport, just outside in the neighborhood, sets up for them to live healthy lifestyles into adulthood. These habits that you start at a young age continue with you for life. So if you start out on the couch, you're probably going to stay there. Cardiovascular disease and stroke are two of the top five leading causes of death in the United States, and exercise can contribute majorly to decreasing how much we see of this. Diabetes and other metabolic diseases based on obesity also greatly impact your chance of death, which again can be decreased through regular exercise and activity. Exercise is medicine, but in the modern healthcare age, we often don't see it as such. We focus too much on pharmaceuticals and other treatments instead of focusing on the prevention that exercise can do. Some of the benefits of exercise is decreased blood pressure, increased metabolism, increased fitness levels and blood circulation throughout the body, and it can build up heart and lung muscles while also decreasing your overall cholesterol. These things together makes a healthy body both inside and out. You'll look strong and feel strong thanks to regular physical activity. Like I said, prevention of these diseases is key. They're a lot easier to prevent than they are to treat. So what do we do if we can't exercise? Some people just don't have the time in their day, working multiple jobs to support their family. Others just don't have the physical ability to do this. Maybe they're handicapped or have other physical or mental limitations that prevent them from doing this. So what do we do now? Thanks to all these medical advances of the modern technology, there's a new exercise drug that is being created. In theory, it mimics all the physical and chemical benefits of actual exercise without having to get off the couch. Even studies done on lab rats show that you can increase muscle mass, reduce fat mass, and increase your overall fitness and cardiovascular levels without altering your diet or getting off the couch, which is amazing. Basically, how the drug works is chemicals signal throughout your body and in your brain to mimic those effects of exercise. So fat storages are targeted to reduce their levels and ability to store excess calories within the body. Specific muscle fibers throughout the body are targeted to increase density, which leads to more strength and endurance. Chemicals within the brain are also influenced during exercise, and this drug works to mimic those and the effects of them. Some of the things that the pill seems to be lacking is the social, emotional, and neurological benefits of exercise. It's interesting how exercise can improve your mental state both currently and for the future. Regular exercise can decrease the likelihood of dementia later in life, which this pill does not seem to affect. Therefore, even if this pill is used, it should be used in combination with actual exercise, not as a replacement. So far, this drug has only been tested in rats. Therefore, a lot more testing and surveys must be done prior to its release to the public. Also, little discussion has been done on how this drug should be used once it is approved for human consumption. Should it be open to the public, or should it be saved as a medication that you need a prescription for? These are things that we must think about before the drug gets too far along in its testing. Should it be used for those that do have physical limitations, that can't exercise on their own, and have no other way to prevent some of these diseases? Or should it be a free-for-all? Anyone can use it at their own will. The development of this pill is the perfect example of the question, who is responsible for our own health? Should we be responsible for teaching our kids how to live a healthy life, teaching them what a proper diet is, and when to work out and go outside? Or should we focus more on our academics and social careers, putting exercise to the side and letting healthcare and Medicaid take care of it for us?